Welcome to Outdoors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alva Mireles, and I'm very happy to welcome today's guest, Marta Burrish, the author of the book titled, Yes, You Can Raise Happy, Responsible Children. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in this book. Marta, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Marta. And like to start the podcast, I always like to ask the question, and if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to write, Yes, You Can Raise Happy, Responsible Children.
Such a great question. I'm so happy to be here. What led me to write this? Well, first off, Mom loved my brother better, so I had to somehow excel. He was the smart one in the family. Mom thought I wasn't all that bright, I guess. But anyway, so, he was Mr. Genius, and I had to somehow show that I was worthy of love, too, and this is not unusual in many families. Anyway, so how'd the book come about? Well, when our son was very young, he was very spoiled. And we thought that the way you raise a happy child is you say no as little as possible. And we got it totally wrong. And so I had to get a lot of information to help my son turn around and become a good person, an agreeable person, and someone that people would want to be around. And everything I learned, I put in this little 60-page book. And what's my background? I taught child psychology for 10 years, and I was a high school special education teacher for 16.
So there was like a particular moment or story that convinced you to write this book. Like for me, I can feel it because I have a brother and I'm the same as you, I can tell you. But for me, it's like, okay, why did you focus on children just because of that? Or it was like in a specific moment that you think, okay, I need to write this.
Well, I think so many parents, just like my husband and I, were just clueless. These children come into our lives and we want the child to be happy. We want the child to have a good life. But what we do is we do it all wrong. And I really wanted to help other parents because our family really did. We suffered because our child was so spoiled and so self-centered that he was very unpleasant to be around. And I remember thinking, my mother-in-law once said to me, he'd be a really nice child if he'd learned to accept no for an answer. And I was thinking, yeah, no kidding, Mom. If he'd just take no for an answer. And then it turns out I learned that people who don't take no for an answer when they're young become adults who are very, very difficult to deal with. They cause problems in society. They cause problems in relationships. They have no self-discipline. They can't control themselves. And they just make a lot of problems for themselves and everybody else. They become drug addicts and alcoholics. So I wrote this book because it's the information that it really saved our family, saved our relationships. And my son he's grown now. He's a very wonderful young man. He has his own business and he's very, very pleasant and agreeable, and he cares about others. And see, and that's another thing. When you don't teach people no, they don't learn to care about the needs of others.
And can you give us like an advice how we can raise our children but without damage their children's self-esteem? Like what we can do not to be too hard. I mean, I want to be soft, but at the same time, I don't want to be softer than that because it's going to be like spoil my child.
Right. I understand completely. Well, first off, you don't need to yell at them and you certainly don't need to hit them. And, anytime that you're angry with your child, you have to say to yourself, what am I showing my child here? Number one is we as adults have to be the good example. And what's our main example? To stay calm no matter what happens. So if you're in a bad mood and you really want to yell at your child, you need to tell the child, I'm in a bad mood right now and I need to be alone you need to go to your room or whatever. I can't talk to you right now because I need to get myself calmed down. And when you're calm and I'm calm, we'll have a talk. But if we're constantly yelling at our children and making them feel, you know, guilt and shame because they made a mistake. I had one of my students in my child psychology class. She had a three-year-old and he put his shoes in the microwave. And she said to me, she goes, I said, what'd you do? She goes, I spanked him. I said, what do you mean you spanked him? He's seen you put all kinds of stuff in that microwave. He was just doing what you do. He was experimenting. He had no idea what he did was bad or wrong. And now you've made him afraid to try new things. So see, we make a mistake. We think children are doing bad things, but in actuality, they're doing what they've seen us, but they interpret it differently.
And what advice then you give to a parent who feels like they already messed up or start off on the wrong foot? Like what we can do? Okay, we can relax and breathe, but what we can do if we already done that?
That's a really good question. You know what? One day at a time. It's all going to work out. If you want to change, you can change things. There's a lot of information out there, including in my book, Yes, You Can, Raise Happy, Responsible Children, that you can get at Amazon. It's only 60 pages. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is when you say no, you've got to mean it. So when your child asks you something, don't just immediately say yes or no. Think. Say, you know what? I need a minute to think. Sometimes you can say, you know what? I don't have an answer now. I'll have an answer tonight. I need to think about that. I'll tell you tomorrow. You don't have to always give an answer right then. And then if you give a no answer, you have to really say to yourself, okay, if this child whines and cries and carries on for hours, am I going to still say no? Am I going to give in? Because it's every time we give in that we make the child stronger than we are, because they know the tantrum lasts long enough, we'll give in. So make sure when you decide to say no, you mean it. You're serious. That's definitely number one. Be a good example. So stay calm. No matter what happens, you're the adult. You need to stay calm and you need to model for your children what being calm is. And also, you know what? You got to let your kids fail. I'm sorry, but let's say they come home from school and they're gonna do, the teacher says, oh boy, we're going to have a play. So I want you all to try out for the play. And the kid comes home and says, oh boy, there's a play. I'm going to try for the lead. Oh, the lead. Oh, yes, I want you to try for the play, honey, but the lead, you might not get it. I bet if you tried out to be one of the trees, you'd get that part. Let the child try out for the lead and fail. It's okay. Then they can try out for another play. Children and people need to learn to take no, to understand no doesn't mean the end. There's always tomorrow and there's always a new play and a new thing to do.
So the title, it's so encouraging, like, yes, you can. Like, what message do you hope parents take away just from hearing those words?
Yes, you can raise happy, responsible children. And no matter how your relationship is today, guess what? It can turn around very easily. The number one thing I'm going to tell you is when they come home from school, don't say, how was school? Say, what was the best thing and the worst thing that happened at school today? What was the best thing? You know, what did you like the most? What did you not like the most? Try to have some real discussions with your children.
And what role does communication play in raising responsibility, emotionally healthy kids? I think it's very important.
Yes, that's an excellent question. It's very, very, very important. But I want you to remember, as parents, of course, we're our child's friend, but we're not their friend. They have little people for that. You're their ultimate authority, and your child has to be able to trust you and believe that you know what you're doing and that you want what's best for them. And if you're always letting them get away with stuff, that child knows that you aren't in control, that they are. And those children are very unhappy. So start today to decide, you know what, I'm this child's parent. I'm responsible for them and I'm going to do the adult and mature thing. So if you don't know what that is, start doing some reading, start watching some videos. What's maturity? What would a healthy parent do in this situation? There's so many places. I even have a free Facebook group, Mastering Child Behavior. You can find videos in there and lots of good information about how to raise happy, responsible children.
And what do you think there are like some of the biggest misconceptions people have about parenting today? Oh, no connection. Oh, you are there. Martha, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We lost the connection like for a second. Yeah, there it is again.
It says live.
I think I'm losing you. Can we try to turn up your camera to see if it works? Without the camera, we're gonna just use a picture. Can you hear me?
All right.
Okay, let's hope that work.
Yeah, it's much smoother.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about, so your book offers tools for navigating emotions, both the child's and parents. Why is emotional regulation so important in parenting?
Well, if the parent can't control themselves, the child certainly has no model, no role model, and the child won't be able to control themselves. Then everybody's running around crazy and not able to think maturely or to settle down to think things through. You know, a lot of attention deficit comes from chaotic households. People understand that children who live with parents who are volatile, who have big upsets and get mad easily, those children are constantly on edge, listening for the parents' emotional regulation for the parents. Or are they in a good mood today or they're bad? And a six-month-old baby, believe it or not, is attuned to that in their own little way. And that's why a lot of babies fuss a lot, because the parents fuss a lot. And, you know, parents think, oh my God, this baby's so fussy. Well, you know, you two are yelling at each other and you're constantly in a tizzy because this has to happen or you have to get this done. And the baby senses that.
Yeah. And what do you think there are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about parenting today?
Oh, well, there's a gazillion of them. Our children have to always be happy. I can't just say, look, you know what? You need to do that because I said so. And, you know, I don't mean to really understand this. You know, a three-year-old cannot reason. You know, you don't need to say to a three-year-old, sweetheart, I don't want you to have that knife in your hand because you might cut yourself and then it could hurt and then something bad could happen. I mean, you can explain if you want to, but you don't always have to. You can simply say, you know what, I want the best for you and I'm concerned and I need you to listen to me now and we can talk about it later, especially if it's an emergency situation. So you don't always have to explain things. You know, little ones don't really understand most of the time anyway. But if you want to explain, fine, but you don't always have to. And sometimes you have to say, you know what, honey, does mommy love you? Do you know mommy loves you? Yes, of course. Yes, I know mommy loves me. Then trust me, I need you to do this time. But don't pull that card all the time.
Yeah. And your book, it's how can this book help parents of teens, not just younger children?
Well, it is the relationship building. It's the whole thing of, you know, when put a sign up, you know, let's say you have a teenager, they won't take the garbage out. Well, you can put a sign up, take the garbage out. Garbage goes out Friday at this time or whatever. And show the child, here's the sign, I expect you to follow this. And then when they don't take the garbage out, you have a discussion with them. You say, you know what, if you don't have the garbage out by such and such a time, and I have to take it out myself, it's $5. Because when other people have to do the work someone else is supposed to do, they get paid, don't they? Yes, they do. So if I have to do your job, you owe me five. You're going to give me $5 from your allowance, from your pay, whatever it is. So you can also make those arrangements so that you're not always feeling like you're being used, and help the child to become more responsible by putting signs up.
And now, speaking of being an author, what do you think, what has been the most rewarding aspect of being an author so far?
Being able to help others. You know, when people, I have a lot of people who have read the book, and every time they read the book, they say, you know, this has helped me so much in my relationship with my child, with my mother. One woman, she cares for an autistic man who's like 6'4", 40 something years old. This woman's in her 70s. And he weighs about 280 pounds. And she read the book and she said, you know what? That helped me so much with my relationship with him, getting him to do things easily, you know, getting him not, so keeping him so that he stops getting upset over things. She said that the book has really, really helped her maintain the relationship with him and to get him to do things without problems.
And are you currently working on any like follow-up books, any workshop or any other related project?
Yes, I do. I do have a parenting class that I offer 4 weeks on Zoom, 1 hour a week. And we're going to get your child's worst behavior turned around and develop a new relationship with you and the child. So I have the parenting lessons. And also I have another book, Yes, You Can Teach Them All for Teachers, that I will be publishing, hopefully maybe early 2026.
Okay, that sounds nice. And like any advice that you will offer to aspiring authors in your audience that they want to start writing, but they feel like, okay, no, I should wait, I can. What do you tell them?
Just start writing. Decide every, you know what, why don't you just today? Get your notebook and say, you know what, I'm going to write for these 5 minutes. Set a timer. That's how I read the Bible, in 10 minutes a day. I would read more if I wanted to, but I never read less. And so set your timer for whatever you think is best, 5 minutes. Start with five and say, you know what, I'm going to write for these 5 minutes. And make sure you do it every single day. Put it on your calendar. And guess what? And you sit there for those 5 minutes with your journal in front of you and write something. Even if it's, hi mom, I love you, write something.
And where we can, like, where can the listeners find your book, connect with you, or learn more about your parenting guidance?
The book is up at Amazon, and you have to write the whole title. Yes, you can raise happy, responsible children, for it to pop up. And I am Martha Burrich, and you could go to my website, marthaburrich.com. marthaburrich.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Martha. And I'm very happy to have you today to have this conversation for me. It was so interesting and it has been a pleasure. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her book. And thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thanks, Alba. Had a great time.